Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School seniors Ivy Terpstra and Jaden Vandenort join us on today's program to talk about a special tree planting project done in their Biology 2 class.
Well, the two of you are a part of a biology class that had a very ambitious project that was recently completed here at Pella Christian High School. Let our listeners know a little bit about how you came to plant over 50 trees here on campus.
So basically, Mrs. Faber, our Biology 2 teacher, told us that we were getting a $5,000 grant from the DNR to plant trees in our campus. And so we spent a lot of time preparing and talking about trees and how to plant them and get them in the ground. And we had other classes help us, the lower biology class and the natural resource class. And we had one day where we planted all of them, 50 plus. It was a lot of trees. It took an entire morning.
Yeah, a lot of trees. And Ivy, what are some of the things that you have been working on in class that kind of led up to this point? Whether things you've been learning about the importance of trees or whatever that might be?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, we did tree identification. So we got these little green packets, and we went around Pella and learned how to identify trees based on their leaves and their bark and just learning about trees in general. And then the benefits, of course, shade and water and, you know, oxygen, all the different benefits that we all know about. But then we went deeper with the iTree design tool that Ms. Faber taught us how to use, which if you're planning to plant trees on your property, it's really cool. You can see the number benefits and dollar amounts that can actually do for you over an amount of time. So like 30 years or so, you can actually see that, which is cool.
Well, and as I understand, there was significant benefit here at Pella Christian. There will be for the next 60 years or so. What have you learned, I guess, a little bit about the benefits here at the school based on where you planted them? Was it kind of strategic in the way you planted those trees?
Each tree was specifically chosen, the type of tree and where it's to be planted for a reason. Ms. Faber kind of decided all that with help from the DNR, of course, and she explained all that to us. So, like, of course, windbreak by the football field and shade by bleachers, by the baseball fields, those types of things. So things that will benefit us in the future for sure.
And what were some of the varieties that you were able to plant or that were chosen as a part of this?
I know there were some white fir trees, some ginkgos. There were a couple bur oaks that we went out and planted in the prairie. Mm-hmm. There's some white pines. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Did you learn why it was important to plant the variety, though? Was there any sort of lesson as to why you need to have a variety of trees as opposed to planting just maybe, say, all maples everywhere?
Varying heights and that type of thing makes a difference in the location. And, if you're going to have a fir or a evergreen type, you know, that makes a difference in windbreak compared to, like, a tall, skinny tree. So, like, just things like that we took into consideration.
And this was a whole classroom effort in terms of, you know, learning and then planting, too. What was it like to see kind of the class come together and, you know, take something you learned in the classroom and actually get a chance to apply it? What was that like for you?
I thought it was super cool. We actually got to kind of be leaders of it because we are a senior class, and so we actually took the other science classes. Like, we each took a couple kids from the young underclassmen, and they helped us, and we got to teach them and show them what we had learned, so that was fun, too.
Well, and trees, of course, are very long-lasting. Jaden, what is it like to know that you could come back 20 years from now, and you're going to see all these trees up that your class was able to plant? What will that be like, do you think, if you come back?
I mean, that'll be really cool. Something that I did my senior year in high school, I planted trees, and if I come back and there's these big trees in our lot, that'll be pretty cool to see. Something that I did to change the community and change our campus.
Moving ahead now in terms of, you know, you kind of alluded to it. This isn't just something that's limited to Pella Christian. You're hoping that the community can maybe learn something from this too, right?
Right. So we also did we learned some about the Pella Tree Rebate Program that offers like 75% rebate on trees that we buy through Pella or whatever. So like we put posters up around Pella that people can learn about that, and hopefully they will learn the same benefits that we learned and be able to use them on their own property too.
Once again, those were Pella Christian High School seniors Ivy Terpstra and Jaden Vandenort. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.